If you wanted to know about the salary and personal finances of a member of Congress or a senior congressional staffer, until recently you could go to a room on Capitol Hill and look up the financial disclosure forms. You can still do that. But now a group that monitors Congress called Legistorm has digitized that information and made it available on the web. The Washington Post reports today that this has angered many House staffers. And it certainly raises questions about how much personal information about people should be available worldwide because they work for the government. Home addresses, lists of their financial assets and roughly how much each asset is worth, replications of their signature. Well, joining us from Legistorm is Chuck Friedley, the president and founder of Legistorm. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Critics argue you've created an identity theft kit here for people if they want to learn about congressional staffers or members. What's the rationale for releasing so much information?
Well, I think the concerns about this website are vastly overblown. You know, we're releasing this information because it is available publicly to anybody who wants it, and now we've simply put it on the internet. These are forms that the staffers and the members of Congress have filed themselves, that the Congress mandated by law, and so we're just simply making that information available.
But I'm thinking if I were a staff committee member for a congressman, and where my 401k was and what I owned in the way of property was all made public, saying that it was always easy to find in the basement of the Cannon House office building is a lot different from saying now anybody with a modem in Belarus can read this about me.
I agree that there is obviously a quantitative and qualitative difference in the ability that we are providing for people to access the information. But the reason that Congress decided that this information should be disclosed is because that sunshine is a good thing to keep our democracy clean.
Social Security numbers are not shown in these forms.
No, they are not shown in these forms. There are some staffers, though, who in the interest of abundant disclosure, some staffers included information that they simply didn't need to include. For example, statements from their Smith Barney account. Mm-hmm. And in the small handful of cases, we did remove. We did remove any sensitive information.
Well, if you could remove sensitive information in a small number of cases, why not say remove the thousands of signatures that are replicated here, which are, pretty easily copied as a result.
Yeah. We have 3,800 records in our database. You know, we estimate to touch each one, edit all these things out, it would cost a good bit of money. $10,000 is our conservative estimate. And frankly, we don't think that there is a very significant risk of this being abused. It's not like mm-hmm. we are providing other information that a scammer would need, for example, investment account numbers or other things that a signature might be useful for.
I did look at a number of people's statements and found absolutely nothing remarkable
right.
in them at all. And indeed, in many cases, the fact that somebody has a certificate of deposit somewhere here or an IRA there, who knows what that means?
I think in the vast majority of cases, the staffers have absolutely nothing to hide. They joined in the battle and public service for a good cause. They believed in what they're doing. But there are a handful of cases that raise some very serious questions. There are now three chiefs of staff who have been accused of various lawbreaking and ethics violations on the basis of information that was in their disclosure. What's interesting about it is even reporters who have visited that room in the House and the Senate on a regular basis, they find it infinitely more helpful to use our website to search through this information. So they never discovered it before. Now that they have access all in one place, they have found these problems.
Chuck Friedley, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Chuck Friedley is the president and founder of Legistorm.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.